This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's congressional Democrats are asking the Biden administration for more federal money to help migrants. Tens of thousands of people have come to Colorado from the southern border, forcing local governments and nonprofits to respond. Congressman Jason Crow says more money is needed quickly, even before Congress can agree on how to control the flow of people coming in.
I just do not buy the argument. We just forget about the fact that there are migrant families who are suffering, who are here until we address the border security issue. We can and we must do both.
Members of Congress also want cities and nonprofits outside of Denver to have easier access to new funding. A Colorado Springs semiconductor company could grow bigger with $160 million in federal funding. CPR's Dan Boyce.
The company, named Microchip, says it will split the federal grant between its Colorado Springs and Gresham, Oregon sites. U.S. Commerce Undersecretary Lori LoCascio says the move helps national security and helps ease U.S. reliance on foreign computer chips, a lesson she says Americans learned during the pandemic.
Consumers just couldn't buy household appliances or electronics, all because we didn't have a resilient supply of semiconductors.
Senior Biden administration officials say the funding should triple the amount of chips made domestically by the company. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
More lawsuits from Colorado's Marshall Fire. Target is suing Xcel Energy for its alleged role in starting the fire. The Target store in Superior was closed for 8 months after the Marshall Fire. A wave of lawsuits were filed in late December ahead of a 2-year statute of limitations, which was about to expire. An investigation found that sparks from Xcel's power lines were partly responsible for the fire. Xcel denies that. This is CPR News and KRCC.